Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Money Talks quiz, the highlight of the year at Economist Towers. I'm Philip Coggan, your host.
Money.
We'll be asking a series of questions about finance and economics. And we invited some of the finest minds in the magazine to take part. Unfortunately, none of them could make it. So instead, we have Simon Long, the finance and economics editor of The Economist, and your usual Money Talks host. Simon, hello.
Hello, and I sound like...
No. Oh, all right. We're going to come round to that. So, we'll try that again. Simon, hello.
Hello, Philip.
Rachna Schomburg, business correspondent of The Economist and author of one of the most talked about papers on the Bank of England website.
Hi,
Rachna,
Philip.
Hello.
Hello.
And last but not most, Andrew Palmer, our business affairs editor, who oversees all our business, finance, economics and science coverage and thus really ought to win. Andrew, hello.
Hello, Philip.
Money. Each contestant will buzz in to answer the question. So let's hear those noises. First, Simon. Rachna. And Andrew. Bonus points will be awarded for funny answers as well as the correct ones. Our producer, Sandra Shmueli, will be keeping score. Right, let's start with a quick-fire round. What is the best performing stock market this year in local currency terms, according to The Economist's own statistics section? Egypt. That is not correct, Andrew. Anyone else? Simon.
Pakistan.
Not correct either.
America.
I'm afraid not. The correct answer was Argentina, so no points there. Okay, second question. What's the worst performing stock market this year, according to our section? Rachna.
Venezuela.
That's correct. Point to Venezuela. Point to Rachna for Venezuela. So we're off on the scoreboard. Okay, question three. As of Friday, the 8th of December, Bitcoin production consumed as much energy as which nation? I think Rachna was in there first.
Was it Denmark?
Incorrect. Oh. Anyone else? Andrew.
I'm going to say Estonia.
Incorrect. Simon?
Austria.
The correct answer was Serbia. Okay.
Wow. We're good, aren't we?
Question four. Another one from The Economist's own statistics section. Which country has the biggest current account deficit as a proportion of GDP? Is it Britain, Egypt, or Venezuela? Andrew.
My favourite answer, Egypt.
And that's correct. A triumph for the business affairs editor. Egypt has a 6.4% of GDP current account deficit. Britain is 4% and Venezuela is only 0.7%.
Mm.
Your favourite Egyptian is, Andrew?
It's my favourite Egyptian.
I thought it was going to be Mo Salah. I thought that sorry, was a football reference. No,
I don't know. Can I come back to you on that?
No. Fair enough. Question five. Which country has the lowest unemployment rate? Is it China, Germany, or the US? Rachna.
Germany?
Germany is correct. So
ooh, she's quick. Very quick.
Second point to Rachna, who leads at the end of that woo-hoo! First quickfire round with 2 points.
What's the prize, by the way?
There's prizes being shown.
Oh, my God,
yes,
brilliant.
In an M&S bag. Okay, the next round is called Leader Lines. I'm going to read a sentence from a leader that we wrote in the course of 2017, and I want you to name the company we were referring to from the sentences in that leader. And it's possible that Andrew wrote some of these leaders, so we'll see if he can recognise his own vocabulary. So let's start off. Question six. The same digital infrastructure that makes piles of data useful makes them... Oops, I've been interrupting, yes.
Facebook.
Incorrect. I ought to charge a minus 5 points for buzzing in early, but we won't do that. The same digital infrastructure that makes piles of data useful makes them vulnerable to anyone who fancies trying to swipe them.
Equifax?
That's correct again. Ooh, another good. Point.
I pay a lot of attention.
Lead stretches there. Equifax is the answer. Question seven. The firm will do other things differently too. More performance reviews, less booze, and no sex between Andrew.
Uber.
That is correct. Well done, Uber. So that's another point to Andrew. I think that's up to two. Yes.
Wow.
And I'm still none.
Simon has yet to break his duck.
You're actually minus five, I think.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Question eight, another leader line. Never before has a company been worth so much for so long while making so little money. Have to hurry you. Someone have a guess? Simon.
Uber again.
Nope. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, Andrew?
Facebook?
Nope. Rachel, do you want to guess?
Airbnb?
Incorrect. We'll get this eventually. A company that has not earned money for a long time. Simon?
Amazon.
Amazon's correct. First point for Simon. Well done. So, the next round is called Names in the News. We're going to have some people in the news and see if you can say why they were so. So, question nine. How did Leandra English make the headlines this year?
Can we ask a question?
You can.
Why are we
question,
here?
Headlines where?
Well, this particular headline was in the finance section.
Of The Economist.
Of The Economist.
Which I edit.
Yes, yes.
And you edit sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, yes.
When I'm meant to read.
Yes.
What was her name again?
Leandra English. Anybody? Nobody?
Can you give a hint?
I can. I'm going to give you a hint of regulation. Andrew.
Is she the person who was appointed to run the CFPB by the outgoing, by Cordray?
She is. Exactly. That is who she was. She was briefly the head of the CFPB, but effectively replaced by Trump's appointee, Mick Mulvaney.
Mm.
So that I think that takes Andrew back into tied for the lead at 3-3 with Ratchiner. OK, question 10. What links Ghostface Killer, Floyd Mayweather and Paris Hilton? I think that was Andrew.
They've endorsed ICOs.
They have all endorsed ICOs. That takes Andrew into the lead. Question 11. What big role did John Flannery take this year? Andrew, I think.
New boss of GE.
He was the new boss of GE, so Andrew extends his lead. OK, the next round is places in the news. Question 12. Where is the EBA, the European Banking Authority, headed in? I'd like to play that back. I'm going to say it was Simon.
I think it's going to Paris.
Yes, Paris. I think that's right. So it's a point to Simon. Question 13.
I'm beginning to take charity now.
I know.
Where was the APEC Leaders Summit held in November? Simon.
Hanoi. Da Nang.
Yes. I think we'll take that. It was in the right country, so we'll get it. So I think that takes Simon up tied with Ratchiner. Question 14. What links American Samoa, the Marshall Islands, Namibia and Tunisia? I'll give you a clue. Yes. I'll give you a clue. Think of another... Think of a famous Central American country that's been in the headlines this year. Yes.
What, Honduras?
Nope.
The Panama Papers.
Yes, and so what links American Samoa, the Marshall Islands, Namibia and Tunisia?
They all had money in. they all provided clients for Fonseca.
No, I don't think that's good enough. They were all on a blacklist of tax havens named by the EU. So question 15, and the closest answer wins. How many cities bid to host Amazon's new headquarters? Andrew.
I'm going to say 17.
Simon.
29.
Ratchida.
Well, I now have to go lower. 10.
So the right answer was 238. So Simon with 29.
Well
was,
done, Simon.
Within about
so close.
Within 90% so of close. The answer, yes. So we're going to end up with a quickfire round. Okay. And at the moment, I think it's still Andrew in the lead with 5 points and the other two on 3. Is that correct?
I think I'm on 4.
Oh, did you get that one right? Yes. Yes, you. Yes, true. So Andrew 5. Simon 4, Ratchiner the early leader, on 3. So the final quickfire round is on currencies. Name the currency of the following countries. 1, Panama. Need a clue?
Oh, yes. I should have waited for the clue. I was going to say peso just out of...
No, that's not
guess.
Right. The clue is Rocky.
The Balboa.
Is correct. Well done.
Really?
Yes.
I was going to say the horror.
It puts Andrew further in the lead. The next one, Nicaragua. Yes.
I'm going to get peso. Peso.
Nope.
The Sandino.
Nope. Anybody guess? It's the Nicaraguan Cordoba. Mm. Number 3, Morocco.
Is it?
Andrew.
Real.
Nope. Rachel?
Dinar?
Nope.
Riel.
It's the dirham.
Oh.
Number 4, Croatia.
Does it start with a K?
It does.
Can I get a point for that?
I think yes. Half a point. Half a point in case of ties. Anyone else want to go? Ratchina.
Karuna? No, that's the wrong part of Europe.
It's closer. Give Simon an extra.
The Krona.
No, it's the Kuna. K-U-N-A. And the final question. What is the currency of Angola?
I guess Escudo.
Nope. It was once. So almost the other half a point for that. Simon.
The Angolan dollar.
Nope. Final guess? Think of a Christmas-type celebration.
Oh, dear. No, I've got nothing.
It's the Kwanzaa, which is an African-American celebration. Last 8 days over Christmas.
Very good. You would have won those.
So, at the end of that round in which... the contestants displayed their full range of geographical knowledge. I think the final results are in third place after an early strong start, Ratchina. Second place, Simon. And the leader, and why he is the leader, Andrew Palmer. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Phil. Big moment.
Oh, we haven't finished. Oh, sorry. Yes. So now there are prizes. Economist Radio head Anne McElvoy is entering the studio.
Enters the room. Money.
But wait, no, we can't accept Bitcoin.
So in the spirit of generosity for which Economist Radio is renowned in our building, you all have rewards.
The winner gets off.
Look at this, amazing. Thank you so much. Right. I've got a bottle of the finest Prosecco.
It was the finest Prosecco on sale that money could nearly buy. And
you get actually the best.
Thank you very much. I've got some sweets, the Nerds, which have no artificial flavours.
For the love of nerds, a sweet designed entirely with the Economist in mind. Simon.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. My favourite. Well, every Christmas as I was growing up, when I opened my stocking and I got down to the very toe of it, there would be a chocolate coin. And I've now got a veritable little pouch of them.
It is, isn't it? It's like sort of Bitcoin you can eat.
And Philip has got...
I have a bottle of Writer's Tears, appropriately enough. after this?
Apparently it's Irish whiskey.
Irish whiskey, yes.
Who knew? Writer's tears. Maybe that's after you've drunk it, you can
James
come and let
Joyce
us know.
James Joyce and George Bernard Shaw have been cold.
Thank you very much.
Money. Thank you for listening to this special Money Talks quiz. I'm Philip Coggan, Quizmaster Supremo. In London, this is The Economist.
Life's a lottery.
My favourite.
Very funny. I arrived just as there was a long pause.
There was a lot of that.
Unpregnant pause.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.